Lawyer extraordinaire Jeff O'Brien.
Good morning.
How you doing, sir?
Sup?
Not too bad. How are you?
We're doing all right, buddy.
So you texted yesterday and said you're working on a lawsuit against the governor, somewhat based around these new orders. Fill us in on the details, sir.
Sure. So we have been working on a lawsuit back in May during the first orders, and we actually had it all set to go and file. We were told, hold off, he's got an announcement tomorrow, and that's when he announced he was going to 50% capacity. And I was told that the governor's office or some of his commissioners were aware that this lawsuit was being worked on, and they didn't want to see it, so that may have been helpful in moving the dials at that time. So I got reached, the same client that had helped on that reached out to me during the first order when they did the 10 o'clock curfew and the 25% passing. And so at that point, I started looking, kind of tracking the data and the trends and looking at some different things. And, you know, we're working on it, hopefully to file it early next week. If any of the bars and restaurants want to be a part of it, there's still time to be a part of it, but it's going to be an equal protection argument. You know, the governor's emergency powers are broad, but it doesn't allow him to violate the Minnesota Constitution, which has an equal protection clause. And what he's doing is he's treating different businesses, or similar businesses, differently. Not only is the other retail businesses that we all know, the big box retailers, the grocery stores, that are being allowed to be open at full capacity and without restriction, but the bars and restaurants keep getting banged on. But there are, you know, the bars at the airport, you were hearing the bars and restaurants at the casinos, which he had the authority to shut down the last time. The Mayo Clinic cafes and all these, you know, the Amazon cafe, I mean, all these different places where there's people sitting in close proximity without masks eating, they don't have the same restrictions that bars and restaurants do. And that's a problem legally, and we intend to challenge him on it.
How do you think this is going to play out? I mean, none of the other lawsuits have really moved the needle much for him. Is there anything distinctly different about this one that you think will give it a greater chance of some success?
I do. You know, the previous lawsuits all were brought under the original shutdown order, so we had no data at the time to say that bars and restaurants weren't the problem. Here, we know they were open from June to November. Bars and restaurants account for less than 2% of the cases. I watched the governor's press conference yesterday, and he was trying to squirm around, and now data doesn't tell the whole story. Well, that's not going to work very well in court. So I've been studying data. I've been looking at everything, and I think we're going to make an argument because the Supreme Court test that these orders get scrutinized under. The case called Jacobson from like 1905, and it says the first test of it is, does the government action bear a substantial relation to protecting public health, safety, and morals? And in this case, when you look at less than 2% of cases, and what all this, if you saw the news stories, all this did when they shut down the bars here is he pushed people into North Dakota, South Dakota, and Wisconsin to go drink and eat indoors. Those states all have higher case rates than ours. So if anything, this probably increases the likelihood of spreading the virus rather than decreasing it. And nobody's really called him on that yet. Nobody's really gone after the data in court like this. You know, there's been a lot of talk about these contact tracing questions and MDH won't disclose them. Well, one of our plaintiffs, their spouse, tested positive, is fine now, went through the contact tracing question. So we have them. And they're absolutely skewed to go at just to show that bars and restaurants are the problem. You can't make up data to support your order.
Can you give us an example of how those contact tracing questions are skewed?
Sure. They ask three questions. Number one, in the 14 days prior to onset of symptoms, were you in a bar or restaurant? Number two.
Well, there's one.
Ding, ding,
yeah,
ding.
Number two.
Did they ask about anything else? Did they ask, you know, did you have a private gathering?
Ironically, they asked, were you at a large social gathering? Because, you know, those are shut down. And the third question is, did you come in contact with somebody who tested positive? So they don't ask, when they stand up there, and when the governor stands up there and says, we don't have any data to suggest that other retail businesses are the source of the spread.
Mm-hmm.
Because they don't collect the data. Well, that's really easy to say that. You're not. He's not lying. He doesn't add the context of, because we're not collecting the data. And that's been the big problem. And that's what my clients have a big problem with, is that MDH is not being truthful and transparent about this, that they are blaming bars and restaurants without having any data whatsoever to suggest what happens at the dentist's office or in a salon or at the grocery store or IKEA or any of the big box retailers, especially at this time of year. You know, I think everybody saw that there were, stores were just as packed during Black Friday as they were in previous years. So it doesn't hold up that way, this whole close proximity for long periods of time. Tell that to holiday shoppers.
Yeah.
Tell that to people in the grocery store buying their food for the Thanksgiving or Christmas celebrations that they're doing in rebellion to the governor's order. So it just doesn't make any sense. And I think the kicker yesterday and the insult was this outdoor dining being allowed. I have a lot of people that are really upset about that.
Jeff O'Brien, if other businesses, anybody else wants to join in this, how can they reach out to you? Who should they reach out to?
Sure, they can reach out to me. Phone number is at the office, 612-336-1298. Email is jobrien@cclawmn.com.
Thank you so much, sir. It's always great talking with you, man, and we'll catch up with you again real soon, especially before our vacation next week. Thank you.
Keep up the good work.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys.